Editor's Preface. Those who first pick up this book are likely to share some concern about the problem of poverty. Those who finish it may also find some cause for hope. For the great gift that Henry George gave the world was a systematic explanation, logical and consistent, of why wealth is not distributed fairly among those who produce it. But he did not stop there. He also gave us a simple yet far-reaching plan for a cure. It was, and still is, a plan for peace, prosperity, equality, and justice. Progress and Poverty is an enduring classic. It has been translated into dozens of languages, and millions of copies have been distributed worldwide. Why, then, the need for a modern edition, and an abridged one at that? Simply put, Henry George, like many late 19th century authors, wrote in a style that modern readers may find unduly complex. As editor, I have endeavored to break long and intricate sentences into shorter ones, creating what I call, quote, a thought-by-thought translation, unquote. Furthermore, references to history, mythology, and literature that do not advance the central argument have been removed. Gender-balanced language has also been incorporated. However, I have not attempted to update financial statistics or technological examples. I prepared this edition in two distinct stages, modernization and condensation. I have sought to ensure that nothing of substance was left out. In modernizing the text, I reduced the average sentence length and increased the number of sentences. Sentences were shortened by about one-third. For example, one passage showed a decline in average sentence length from 28 words to 19 words. By comparison, the average sentence in Time magazine was 15 words in 1974, perhaps fewer today. By simplifying language, I reduced the number of syllables per 100 words by about 10% to about 1.7 syllables per word. The number of sentences per 100 words was increased by 50%. The combined effect of these changes transformed the text from one comprehensible to only a small fraction of the population to one that can be easily read by a high school senior. An early test I performed showed that students were able to read the modernized text about 25% faster than the original, even before condensation. Although no formal testing for comprehension was done, anecdotal reports indicate that comprehension was greatly improved. In the second stage, I condensed the modernized text by rewriting sentences using simpler language, removing multiple examples where one would suffice, and generally editing for brevity. Although I occasionally rearranged sentences for clarity and continuity, keeping George's original thesis intact was of utmost importance. In doing this, I followed the exposition as Henry George presented it. I endeavored to remove what is excessive and retain what is essential. In the end, this edition is less than half the size of the original. This project has been a collective endeavor. Many people contributed to the various drafts, starting with those teachers and students at the Henry George schools in Chicago, New York, and Philadelphia, who provided suggestions and encouragement. Many thanks to Terry Tabzewski, Bob Jean, the late Roy Kaur, and Chuck Metallitz for their help and encouragement at various stages. to win Achenbaum, Herb Barry, Cliff Cobb, George Collins, Josh Farley, Damon Gross, Heather Remoff, and Tom Smith of the Robert Schalkenbach Foundation Board for their editorial reviews, and to George M. Menninger Jr., John Kuchta, Scott Walton, Sue Walton, Bruce Altman, and Steve Zerlanga for their moral support. Particular thanks to Lindy Davies and Mark Sullivan for their assistance in the final stages of editing and text preparation. Thanks also to the Robert Schalkenbach Foundation and the Center for the Study of Economics for institutional support. Finally, special thanks must go to my wife and great jazz singer, Spider Saloff. Without her love and support, none of the rest would have mattered. Bob Drake, Henry George School of Chicago, April 15th, 2006.